Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wake Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. Is this Chicago Day? Very nice. Very nice. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Truth Social. And follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, in a sadly predictable response to the recent terrible acts of gun violence, President Joe Biden has once again called for a ban on, quote-unquote, assault weapons, like he knows what an assault weapon is. I'm not even going to address that issue. However, some experts believe that he's merely using these tragic events as exploitation to move his gun control agenda forward. Joining us now to shed some light on Biden's continued calls for increased gun control is Lee Williams. He's known as the Gun Writer and has been writing about the Second Amendment, firearms, and the firearms industry and the gun culture for more than 10 years. Lee, thank you for joining us, my friend. It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Appreciate the invite.
So, you know, let me ask you this, Lee, and I know it's kind of an easy, this is an underhanded pitch here, but why do you think Joe Biden is so hell-bent on passing a ban on assault weapons? I mean, does he really think that a ban will be effective when it comes to people not getting their hands on these weapons, or is this just pandering to his base?
I think he's actually doing a bit of both. He actually believed the Clinton gun ban of the 90s worked, even though even the FBI and the Department of Justice showed it didn't.
Right.
And
he's
definitely pandering to his base. All of this should be no surprise to anybody. If you go to Joe Biden's 2020 campaign website, it's all there in black and white. He promised to have mandatory buybacks of assault, quote unquote, assault weapons. And those who didn't willingly give them up for confiscation, he would have regulated by the National Firearms Act. It's crazy.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, remember he was going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge, and Beto was going to go around the country mandatorily confiscating everybody's guns. And, you know, now they've got this bill that they're trying to ram through Congress. And I just don't see this bill making any traction in 2023, especially with Republicans in control of the House. Do you think he's going to try and take advantage of, you know, maybe the lame duck session or looking into next year? Is he, you think, as we have another of these tragic incidents, do you think he's going to, I mean, you know their mantra, the Democratic rule, which is never let a good crisis go to waste. I got to think that they're just going to keep trying this every time one of these sad situations happen.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're shouting and blood dancing before the bodies are even
right.
removed from these crime scenes. It's disgusting. There's no way he can get it through now or after the first of the year. I mean, you look at the Senate. You've got three Democrat senators there, Tester, Manchin, and Sinema. They couldn't go home if they supported assault weapon ban bill. I don't think, and they certainly don't have the 60 they would need to overcome a filibuster. It's just Joe being Joe. It's like the other day when he declared that, you know, he wants to, he hates all semi-automatic firearms. Well, as you well know, not all, you know, every AR is semi-automatic, but not all semi-automatics are ARs. We're talking hunting rifles, shotguns, and millions of pistols. If he just stuck to ARs, there's an estimated 24 million of them out there right now. But if you add in pistols and semi-automatic shotguns and other semi-automatic rifles, it's just completely impossible.
Yeah, you're right. We're talking with Lee Williams, the gun writer. Lee, you've been saying, I know, for the longest time that, you know, bills like this aren't the solution. Gun control, for that matter, isn't the solution. Constitutional carry, or for some people may know it as concealed carry, that's the proper solution for stopping active shooters. And we have seen this work in other incidents, even recent modern time, even recent news stories have shown that this works. Do you believe that's still the case?
I do, and I would take it a step farther. I just wrote a story for my website, thegunwriter.substack.com. It's very simple. It's how to stop school shootings, and you need an armed teacher and armed teachers and staff of the schools, and then you need accountability. We have to hold parents accountable. You know, God forbid they let give unauthorized access to their firearms. We have to hold law enforcement accountable. I mean, how many of these murderers have been known to the FBI or local law enforcement?
Yeah.
And who did nothing? Most of them. We have to hold law enforcement accountable if they don't go in during one of these mass shootings. And we have to hold the legacy media accountable. I mean, think about Columbine. If they hadn't told us, you know, what these guys' names were and how they dressed and what they wrote in their journals and what music they even listened to when they were plotting their murderous assault, they never could have inspired other troubled teens out there to commit similar barbaric acts. And then, quite frankly, we need to arm teachers and school administrators and any other school employee who voluntarily wants to help defend their school.
And are properly trained. I think that's the other element.
Absolutely.
Here is we make sure that the folks who are going to have this are adequately, properly trained, and like you said, volunteer, that are willing to do this. At that, you know, but they love to demonize that whole concept. And yeah. I think, Lee, it also doesn't help that we have a president that constantly lies about guns and you know, doesn't help. It further divides our country and doesn't do anything to solve the problem of violent crime. For him to be going, I mean, I recently saw even the Washington Post has called Biden out for lying about guns. They've given him multiple Pinocchio awards for lying about guns, and yet he continues to do it. He doesn't. The guy couldn't tell you what an AR-15, 17, 19, 32 hut is. I mean, he's like Peyton Manning in Omaha. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't know what a gun is. And yet he goes around lying about it, and the media lets him get away with it.
My favorite one is that the AR-15, the round, travels three times faster than any other bullet out there. I mean, it's an intermediate cartridge, you know. It's 5.56 millimeters, not that big a deal. But what he's trying to do, and you see the fallacy of it, how is regulating the contents of my gun safe here in my home, thousands of miles away from these horrible shootings, going to impact additional shootings? They're not. But, you know, that's one thing that I always waited for. All these laws are only designed to disarm the law-abiding.
Thank you.
They have no effect whatsoever on the criminal element out there, because the criminals don't follow the law. That's why they're called criminals.
Yes, thank you. How many criminals are going to say, oh, boy, you're right, Congress just passed a law, so I better turn in my Uzi? I mean, you know, dagbun it. Yeah. Yo, fellow Crips, we better go turn in our guns. I mean, you know, come on.
And they get their weapons the old-fashioned way. They steal them.
Thank you.
They buy them on the street.
Yeah, they bring them across the Mexican border. I mean, this is – it's so stupid to think that they're going to fix this problem by legislating lawful gun owners. And yet that's their right. That's their solution to it, is punish the legal gun owner. It's so counterintuitive.
I think Joe, you know, said the quiet part out loud the other day when he's talking about banning semi-autos. He said this before. He's talking about banning 9mm semi-automatic pistols a year ago. I think, you know, yeah, he does have a hell of a lot more senior moments than he did before. But, you know, he's talking about banning all semi-autos. I think that is their true intent. Remember, yep. Tactical Joe says all you need is a double-barrel shotgun. You hang it out the door and fire a couple rounds up in the air, and that will solve all your tactical needs.
Yeah, okay. Let's not talk about the legal implications of that. If people are interested, Lee, they can find you on Twitter at @HT_gunwriter. And I know you guys, you're affiliated, you work a lot with the Second Amendment Foundation, and they're at saf.org, correct?
Correct. I am their editor of their journalism project.
I thought so. I appreciate you, Lee. Carry on the fight, brother. We need people like you, fighting the good fight for us. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break, and then Carson Steelman from Heritage Action will try and explain why the Biden administration continues to turn a blind eye to the border crisis despite all the new reports showing record immigrant encounters at the southern border. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls. That's all coming up. So stick around. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon, board certified.
Meet Dr. John Herzog, who's certainly done his share of knee and hip replacements. But these days, he's encouraging his patients to look at regenerative medicine options now available at QC Kinetics.
I'm kind of the anti-surgeon right now, and a lot of my buddies, if they hear me talking, they're going to give me a call.
Dr. Herzog says advances in regenerative medicine can give your achy joints lasting relief using highly concentrated healing agents from your own body to repair and restore damaged tissue.
We take the fluid out of you, we concentrate it, and putting it in an area where they couldn't normally get to and facilitate healing.
Are you suffering from constant pain due to arthritis or injury? Maybe it's time to look at alternatives to drugs and surgery at QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in these exciting treatments.
What could be more natural than using your own body to heal yourself?
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 316-285-9975. That's 316-285-9975. 316-285-9975.
Pro football, next game for the Kansas City Chiefs, heading out to Denver to face their division rival, the Chiefs and the Broncos. Listen live on Sunday, December 11th at 2 o'clock. And that's on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Chiefs football on KNSS Radio, brought to you in part by Taco Bell, Drive Now, Chicken and Pickle, Baxter & Associates, Inc., and Twin Peaks.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Kia, Season of Giving Back, now through December 31st, 2022. See dealer for details.
Getting to know Sean Hannity.
I thought I had it bad growing up with three older sisters in one bathroom. It was awful. It was horrible, as a matter of fact. Untenable. They were pretty downright abusive. I'm like, can I get in there?
Oh, leave me alone.
Please.
I'm trying to do my makeup.
I don't care.
I'm blow drying my hair. Come back later.
That's what I grew up with. Run out to the backyard behind the garage. Ah, relief. Well, I know that's too much information, but I'm just being honest.
Sean Hannity, KNSS. Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You gotta love the Grinch. I tell you, gotta love it. You can also listen to us by downloading your Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and True Social. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. The Biden administration continues to turn a blind eye to the current border crisis, despite recent reports from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection showing an all-time record 230,000 migrant encounters just this October alone. Joining us now to discuss the ongoing crisis at the border is Heritage Action Press Secretary Carson Steelman. Carson, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Carson, you know, I was looking at some of these numbers. They're pretty outrageous. According to Customs and Border Protection, in 2020, there were 458,000 encounters at the southern border. That number rose to 1.73 million in 2021 and currently stands at 2,379,000 so far in 2022. Yet Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas continues to maintain the border is secure. That begs the question, is he delusional or does he think the American people are just complete morons? I mean, I don't get this.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely ridiculous. And the media, the mainstream media, like MSNBC, they're trying to deny that there's a crisis at the southern border. But Fox actually reported this week that they confirmed with multiple CBP sources who said that there were at least 73,000 known gotaways at the border in the month of November. So that's not even just encounters. That's the ones that we know about who escaped law enforcement and are now just somewhere in the United States. So that is a daily average of about 2,400 illegal migrants slipping past Border Patrol. So there's absolutely no denying that there is a crisis along the southern border. And I hope that with the House Republicans now regaining the majority, they're going to be able to do some investigating to see exactly what's been happening in the Biden administration. And they're going to try and see if they can get enough evidence, which I believe they will probably find enough, to start impeachment proceedings for Secretary Mayorkas.
Well, I hope so. I mean, because Mayorkas claims the border is secure. 2.4 million illegal encounters. Like you said, that doesn't factor in the getaways. That's so far this year. Last year was basically 1.74. I mean, it seems about as secure as they want it to me. But basically, it's open. It's wide open. And it's unfathomable that they could say it's secure with a straight face.
I know. It's like they think the American people are stupid, but we're not. And we're following along. We know exactly what's going on at the border. Just every other day, it feels like you're seeing new pictures and videos of migrant caravans. You're seeing a lot of migrants dying along the way, too. So it's a humanitarian crisis as well that they're just completely ignoring. And a lot of these folks are trying to cross the border multiple times. So nearly 20% of the ones who were apprehended in the month of October had actually tried to cross the border at least once before in the past year. So this is something that's been going on for a while, and now they're trying to wind down Title 42, and they're trying to actually make it easier for migrants to come across the border. If it wasn't so serious and so awful, it would almost be funny. But unfortunately, you just have an administration who is so unwilling to do what it takes to secure the border, that you're going to have the House Republicans come in and expose them for the incompetent, or, you know, perhaps, you know, it's more insidious, but they're going to have to come in and shed light on what's really going on, the details of it beyond just the statistics of what we're seeing at the border. But they're going to have to really fight for a lot of the solutions that can help secure the border. So they're going to have to end catch and release. They're going to have to re-implement Remain in Mexico and do a lot of these things that the Trump administration did that actually helped secure our border.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten so bad, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has actually invoked the invasion clause in the U.S. and Texas constitutions, correct? I mean, that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, and that's not even to mention the cartel activity and the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border. I mean, fentanyl overdoses are now the leading cause of death, and I think it's 18 to 35-year-olds or something, you know, young people. It's now the leading cause of death. And they're doing absolutely nothing. They're saying that it's not even an issue. But everybody knows somebody, you know, who's right. had an experience with this, even if you just read about it online. This is something that's touching a generation of young people, and it's absolutely a crisis. And they're saying that's not a problem. They're saying the violent cartel activity that's assaulting people, that's, you know, making their way into our communities, that's human trafficking folks. They're saying that that's all not a problem. It's completely ridiculous.
We're talking with Heritage Action Press Secretary Carson Steelman. Carson, you mentioned it earlier. Now the Republicans have taken control of the U.S. House. Do you think we're finally going to get somebody to hold the Biden administration accountable for this? I know they've talked about impeaching Secretary Mayorkas. Do you think, I mean, we're finally going to get that kind of action as well? Is that possible now?
You know, it's going to be an uphill battle, especially to impeach Mayorkas, just because of the slim majority that Republicans have. But it's still possible, and we need to put pressure on our elected officials, Republican or Democrat, all of our elected officials, to stand up and ask for answers. We even saw, especially in the Senate, we saw some Democrats even starting to kind of, you know, ask questions about what the Biden administration is doing. We need more of that. We need Republicans. We need Democrats. You know, we can't count on Democrats, but we need to push everybody to start asking, you know, for answers on this stuff. We need to put pressure on them to acknowledge the fact that there's a crisis at the southern border, but also to take action to close the border off to the criminals, cartels, and drugs.
Well, and part of the problem has been some of these common sense procedures and policies that the Trump administration has put in place that the Biden administration has reversed. And I think you're right. We are finally seeing even Democrats starting to question, starting to call Mayorkas call him to answer for some of this stuff, because it's so blatant. It's just hard for even the left to, other than the wackadoodles like AOC, it's getting hard for even their supporters to deny this glaring problem that we have at the southern border.
Yeah, and I loved what Governor Abbott did and Governor DeSantis with busing the migrants
yes.
to a lot of these
Amen.
Liberal cities and towns to really show that this is a problem at the southern border, and every single border is a border state. And it was pretty hysterical to watch the liberals in a lot of these cities completely freak out and say that they were overwhelmed and that they didn't have enough resources.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what do you think the southern border is dealing with? What do you think that the border towns are doing differently? I mean, it's the same problem. They just, if they don't see it, they refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was actually a really good play by the governors in Florida and Texas to show people and to show the hypocrisy of the entire thing and really drive home how important it is that this is the first priority for Congress to address in the new year.
You're absolutely right. It was funny to watch them get triggered the way they were. If folks want to stay in touch, get in touch with you, you're on Twitter at Carson_Steelman. Heritage Action is at Heritage_Action. And of course, they can find you guys on the web at heritageaction.com, correct?
Yes. And we have a ton of resources. We actually have a whole list. There's like 20 lists. I won't even go through all of them right now, but a whole list of what states can do to combat illegal immigration. We have research papers on heritage.org, which is the Heritage Foundation at 501c3 side. They have a ton of information on, you know, deep dives into immigration reforms and that kind of thing. So whatever information you're looking for, resources, we certainly have it. And please feel free to reach out to Heritage Action if there's anything you want to do to get involved. We have a robust grassroots program. We call them Sentinels. We have about 2 million of them across the country. And if you want to join Sentinel and get involved at the local, the state, and the federal level, you can text 51776 and you text join to 51776.
51776. Carson, I appreciate you. Have a happy new year. Thank you again for joining us. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Dave and I are going to share some news and commentary. We'll take your calls. That's all coming up after the bottom of the hour break here at 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. A car wreck never happens at a convenient time. If you're hurt in a wreck over the weekend, don't wait for Monday to get the help you need now. Seek medical help right away and then call us.
I'm attorney Gary Patterson. At Patterson Legal Group, we're your 24/7 injury attorneys. We are available anytime to get you the help you need, so don't wait for Monday. Call Patterson Legal Group right away and we'll get working on your case immediately.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 55000.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A rather challenging night to look at the stars thanks to the cloud cover. Mostly cloudy, 38 in the overnight. The south winds of 5 to 10. On Monday, partly sunny skies. A great way to start the work week. 56 degrees. Light north winds developing in the afternoon as a cold front moves through. It'll be cooler Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Rodney Price.
Fox News, I'm Laura Cantor. Some lawmakers calling for a ban on TikTok
following FBI warnings regarding security issues involving China.
I think we definitely should consider it. The problem is with China, there's no distinction between the government and the private sector. Everybody works for the government one way or another. So TikTok can say, well, we're an independent country. Nonsense. And the second piece is that the Chinese are really into stealing data and collecting data.
Maine independent Senator Angus King on Fox News Sunday. Vaccine mandates for the military could soon be lifted.
A number of senators and I, called on our leadership to block closure on the National Defense Authorization Act until they do lift the mandates. This would be good news if that's going to happen.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. America's listening to Fox News.
They're on-off relationships, bust-ups. They're the stuff of rock and roll legend. But it was the music which made Fleetwood Mac one of the most successful bands of all time.
Christine McVie was with the group for three decades but stepped out of the limelight for 16 years. Now she's back with bandmate Lindsey Buckingham and new music, of course.
I left the band initially because I developed a fear of flying. There was a number of things. I was tired of living out of a suitcase. My dad got sick and I was living in America, so I thought, well, it's time for me to move back to England. And that's what I did. I bought a house in England and still carried on playing with Fleetwood Mac and said, this would be my last tour.
Christine McVie, she's a pianist and she wanted to be one of the boys. So she wanted to be over there on the side. She was not at all unhappy when Lindsey and I came into the group and came in as lead singer, because she didn't want to be out there with a microphone. She didn't want to do that. She didn't want to dance, and she wanted to play, and she wanted to be one of the guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Fleetwood Mac.
The musical pioneer, Christine McVie.
We remember Christine McVie.
Christmas is awesome.
Stephen Ted Mornings.
Last night, my daughter and her family decorated their Christmas tree.
Very nice.
It's a big tradition. All four of the grandkids were there. And she doles out the story, my daughter, with the story on each one. Everything they've got, there's a little story behind it.
Oh, my.
So, it took a while. Fortunately, she had the Chiefs game up there, so I put her on my eye. I could watch what the Chiefs were.
Good. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
It's a festive Sunday. A
lot going on.
Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Stephen Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330. KNSS.
Even at Christmas, we never stop.
Take a look at what he's hit.
Keeping up with the holiday season, one newsball, snowball at a time. KNSS.
Live Sunday nights. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I play for you. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. On my drum.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. The little drummer boy from Of King and Country. If you haven't heard of them, fantastic, phenomenal group. Highly recommend. They've got some great new Christmas album. Just had a concert up in Kansas City. If you haven't heard of them, fantastic. Highly, it's a great, great album. You should get it on iTunes or Apple Tunes. Really, really good music. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Speaking of Twitter, Dave, I don't know. I'm expecting my Twitter feed We'll pick up a little bit. I think I told you here what I'm doing coming up at the end of the month. Yeah.
No. What are you doing?
South Carolina.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I don't think we've shared this with the audience yet, but I am. I don't have to travel. That's the nice thing. I will be ensconced in a studio right next to us here, and it'll be early. But I will be substituting, guest hosting, for a another conservative talk show host. Her name is Tara. She hosts the Tara Show Monday through Fridays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 106.3 The Word in South Carolina. And they reached out. They said, hey, you know, our guest, our host, Tara, is heading on Christmas vacation. So can you come in and host for her? So I'm going to substitute and host the Tara Show for 4 hours a day.
Wow.
All week, the week between Christmas and New Year's. And I'll be broadcasting live from the studio next door so I can, like, shoot spit wads at Steve and Ted.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
I'm sure they will. But this is the, let's see, best news talk show and best overall personality by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. She won the Personality of the Year. It's a major station out in South Carolina.
Nice.
Lindsey Graham is their senator. Yep. So, yeah, Lindsey Graham. Woohoo! Yeah, whoopee-doo. So I'll be broadcasting and still doing our show. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're going to be busy.
I'm going to be busy. And I actually let the audience know that there's a station down in Dallas that has actually reached out as well.
Nice.
So after the first year, I may be subbing down there, too. So,
John Whitmer nationwide.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But at least we're doing South Carolina.
Yeah. So do they ask for you to develop some sort of accent to sound like you're from the South?
I don't know. What's a South Carolina accent?
I don't know. It's got a little bit of a drawl, doesn't it?
A little y'all.
Something like that.
Y'all. I could do a Scottish accent. I could do.
I don't think that's appropriate.
No. Oh, that's great. Yeah. If it's not Scottish, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
No, I don't think that would work either. But no, I mean, I think it'll be fun. And so I've been listening to her show and kind of getting her feel. She's a very different format than I do. You know, we have guests here.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the guest format. She's basically all talk. It's all her. It's all like Rush.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna do my show. I mean, I'll do a little more content myself. But I'm also gonna do interviews. I've already reached out and tried to book a couple of interviews, book a couple of guests ahead of time, so we can kind of do a combination. I'll let their audience see what it's like to have the John Whitmer show. Maybe they'll never have me back. Who knows?
I'm sure they will. Congratulations. That's awesome.
It'll be kind of fun.
Yeah,
it'll be kind
of a lot fun. Of fun.
And you're going to get up at 4:30 in the morning, come join me, right?
Yeah, as far as you know. As far as you know, John.
Yeah, why do I think that the only accurate part of that statement is no?
I'll be with you in spirit. How's that?
Like, yeah. So will my wife when I leave at 4 in the morning.
I bet.
She'll be with me in spirit. Shut up and get out. That's the Christmas spirit, all right.
Right.
Yeah, Christmas past.
Maybe your next stop will be a filling in California and doing a show.
Oh yeah.
You think?
Yeah, didn't Gavin? Hasn't he got some plan out there?
He has. He's pushing for a reparations program, John.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It seeks to correct what the California government calls, quote, the house wealth gap. The California Reparations Task Force, they have a 5-member task force, and they've reported that under the initiative, qualifying black residents in the state could qualify for approximately $223 per person. Their consultant, the task force consultant team, drew up its ballpark number. They say by examining gaps in housing and speculating that the approximate amount of wealth lost between 1933 and 1977, about $223,000 per person.
Yeah, $223,000 per person. I remember the number was something like $560 billion.
Right. Yeah.
Is the total price tag on this.
Is what they're looking at for
reparations.
Yes.
So you're literally asking people who've never owned slaves to pay people who've never been slaves $225,000.
That's what it seems like.
Out of taxpayer dollars. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, this is a terrible blemish on our nation's history.
Right. Yeah.
And we need to learn from it, and we need to recognize it, and we need to, God forsake, never repeat it, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this
California can afford, you know, $560 billion to pay people, I mean, $200,000 per, and how do you qualify? What do you have to do to qualify for this?
I mean, that's a good question. I think you have to be a descendant. They have to, maybe you have to prove it that you're a descendant of slaves.
And how do you prove that?
I don't know.
Back then, the record keeping was so bad.
Right.
How do you prove that? And if it's anything like COVID and the COVID money that was given out, I mean, I saw a report recently, it was like $2 trillion in fraudulent COVID PPP money and all that. $2 trillion. Now, this is going to be the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have, I mean, it's going to be ripe with fraud.
Right.
And again, California taxpayers are paying this to, what, get Gavin Newsom reelected, apparently.
I don't know, but they're already paying a lot in other taxes.
Yeah. It's a tragedy. It's something that is a blemish on our nation's history, yeah, to be certain.
Without question.
But is this the way you, or do you educate people on how to avoid that and how to learn from it and how not to repeat those errors?
Yeah.
And how not to, you know, how to stigmatize people and how to empower children, mm-hmm, of today so that they can be stronger and pull themselves up by the bootstraps and help them. I mean, put that money into your school system. California's
right.
got one of the worst school systems in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine what $559 billion would do for their school system?
It'd be unbelievable. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, this is, but that would help every kid.
True.
And that's not what he wants to do. He's yeah. wanting to pander to a particular demographic.
Yep. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know if it's a done deal, but yeah, we'll see.
Well, and that's similar. I mean, Laura Kelly's doing the same thing here. She's already pushing Medicaid expansion again, which again is just pandering to a certain voter block that she is trying to make sure will come out and support her and the rest of the Democrats in 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, she knows it'll never pass. She knows it could never get through the House and the Senate, but she's pushing it again because that's a big talking point for her base. And so she wants that out there.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that he's doing here, I think, with this.
Right.
What do I know?
We'll see what happens.
I'm not a Californian. Thank goodness. Yeah, there's something to be grateful for.
I guess right now to be grateful for.
There is something to be grateful for that we're not Californians.
I also saw this. People are asked when they think the holidays officially start. John, how would you answer that question?
I'm an odd one because, okay. I mean, I tuned into Pandora's holiday music in October. So
wow.
I'm crazy. We've been playing Christmas music in the intros.
We have.
Technically, I guess you could say like I know the other station that, well, I guess it's not, well, I'm probably getting in trouble for saying it. B98, you know, they do their,
never heard of that station,
they,
John.
They do their Christmas thing and they started on Thanksgiving. So I guess technically you could say Thanksgiving's when you start the official Christmas. Are you talking when Christmas season is? Or
Yeah. The Christmas holiday season.
Because right. There's also the universal rule, and that is when Hans Gruber falls from the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yes.
That's when Christmas begins.
Thank you,
John. Is when Hans Gruber falls from the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yes, that deserves some applause.
Thank you.
There we go.
But no, I think it's Thanksgiving.
A lot of people said it's, the top answer is a tie. In this survey, people said it's when you put up your tree, and what you just said, when people hear Christmas music on the radio for the first time.
Okay.
When the official holiday season begins. What are the top songs that make us feel like the holidays have arrived? Let me ask you that.
Do you have one
that does it for you?
I'll Be Home for Christmas by Frank Sinatra. It has to be the Sinatra version.
Chairman of the board.
The chairman of the board singing I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was one of my mother's favorites.
Nice.
Every time I hear it. It always echoes straight to the heart, always, you know, or Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
There you go. That made the list. Jingle Bells, number one, White Christmas, number two, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas, number three. The songs that make people feel like the holidays have begun.
Now, I could see Jingle Bells. I don't know. Jingle Bells is kind of simple, but I get the Bing Crosby, White Christmas. For me, it's always Sinatra, you know, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Nice. Great choice.
Top song. Well, and we, I guarantee you, my listeners will hear that song
more than once
before we sign off at the end of the year. Speaking of which, A little note for listeners for upcoming shows. We will be with you next week again. We have a short show, the Chiefs game again, after the Chiefs no doubt beat the Broncos. And then we'll have a full show. This show actually will be on the air on Christmas and on New Year's. We're going to play some best of moments.
Yep.
So we'll play the highlights from my interview with Ben Shapiro and maybe the interview with, I haven't decided yet, maybe Mike Pence, if you didn't catch that, or the interviews back in the day when we interviewed Newt Gingrich or Steve Forbes, some of those interviews. We'll play some of my favorite interviews from these last, because we're now going on 5 years.
Crazy.
On this show. And we'll play some of our famous interviews from the last 5 years, and we'll do that on Christmas and on New Year's, since obviously I would rather be, no offense, folks, but I would rather be with my family. With my wife than here with Dave. No offense to Dave.
That's the right answer, John.
That is the right answer. Yes. Well, yes. Yeah, if I had said anything else, I'd be sleeping in the dog pen tonight. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, look at what you're doing to me.
Here we go.
Look at what you're doing to me. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Bing.
Of a white.
Gotta be Bing.
Christmas.
You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
To know where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear bells in the snow.
Odyssey is looking for an experienced digital and radio account executive to join our team. Odyssey seeks an experienced, self-motivated sales professional to develop and sell advertising and marketing campaigns to new and existing clients with an emphasis on new business development and digital sales. The account executive will use a wide variety of Odyssey's products in their portfolio to solicit businesses for advertising in their on-air, non-traditional, and digital platforms. If you are interested in a career in radio, submit your resume to odysseyinc.com/careers. We are an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
The sweet sound of a quiet garage door. Never heard it? Schedule your garage door tune-up with Overhead Door Company of Wichita. It's only $89.95 for the 26-point safety inspection and tune-up. That's one price for up to three garage doors and openers. Add nylon rollers for a smooth, more quiet operation. The Overhead Door brand is trusted in Wichita since 1973. Schedule your garage door tune-up online at ohdwichita.com or call 316-944-DOOR.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Kia, Season of Giving Back, now through December 31st, 2022. See dealer for details.
At Hutton, we don't just design, build, and provide facility services for commercial and industrial construction projects. We build life into our team members' dreams, our clients' visions, and your community's future. Together, we innovate to overcome the challenges of the day. Together, we build a brighter future than the past we left behind. Together, we build. Find out more about our commitment to clients and communities at togetherwebuild.com.
Even Scrooges need the news.
Ah, humbug.
So we're the ghost of Christmas present.
Soon to be Speaker McCarthy.
Washington now has a check and balance. The largest surge on the southwest border that we've ever seen.
With present stories.
There is a stalker theory going around in this case in Idaho.
President Biden is a national security risk.
That matter.
The bipartisan effort to stop Iran from building nuclear weapons may have failed.
Americans are grappling with an inflation rate of a near 40-year high.
98.7 and 1330. KNSS.
Steve and Ted Mornings.
Today is National French Toast Day.
Okay.
Are you a big fan?
I always feel like it's overrated.
But it is. It's
okay.
Eggy bread or omelet bread, yeah. Some people call it. French Toast Day.
Once again, I'd rather have the two things separated. I'd rather have some sort of omelet with some toast on the side. I don't want to combine the two.
You're a breakfast purist.
Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, dingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Dave, I don't know, did you hear that little blurb there kind of promoting Steve and Ted? They're talking about French toast.
Yes.
Okay, so that made me that prompted me to think of my wife and I were having this debate.
Okay.
It was because when she's planning out what she could do for Christmas, you know, were we going to do another turkey? Because she did the whole spread. I don't know if you saw I posted
yes.
on Facebook the picture. I do that every year. I take a picture of her bird.
Looked really good.
Oh,
a great looking bird.
Oh,
the stuffing inside. I mean, it looked great.
Oh, she got yeah. She's I'm blessed. Trust
yeah.
me. So this year, she's like, okay, what are we going to do? And I was thinking, well, maybe instead of doing a bird, let's do, she does this salt encased roast.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. You crack it open, and yeah. it's just this, I mean, it's prime rib roast. It's just phenomenal.
Wow.
And I was thinking, let's do that. But it prompted me when they were talking about
French toast.
French toast.
Yeah.
So there's a classic debate in our house. On cranberries.
Okay.
Because she loves cranberries.
All right.
Loves the cranberries. I can't stand them.
You don't like them?
It's cranberries are dessert. Okay. I don't like sweet potato. Don't get me wrong. Sweet potatoes are fine.
Yeah.
With, you know, with the marshmallows and stuff.
Yeah.
Afterwards. Okay.
Okay.
But I want my turkey with my gravy and the gizzards and the hearts and the, you know, the brown gravy and... I want potatoes and peas and stuffing, and then you got this sweet crap that's sitting there right there, ruining everything.
So you don't like the cranberries on your plate while you're having the turkey and the potatoes?
Neither the twain shall meet.
Okay.
Because I think it sours the whole dish to have the savory ruined by the sweet.
Some people like the savory.
Some people like Democrats. Some people like Brandon Whipple. I can't explain the lunacy of people who'd like this. So that's my question, because she does. That's my question for you. Do you like, are you a cran trans person who likes to, you know, put their cran with their, are you turkey cran fluid?
Let's see. I like the way you put that, John.
Thank you.
So my mom always made a dish with cranberries and marshmallows and Cool Whip.
Oh, sounds good.
It's delicious.
As a dessert.
But I never had it with the meal.
There you go.
I got up Thanksgiving morning, got a dish out, had some then.
I could see that.
Had it later on the evening after the dinner.
I could see that too.
But I'm never one that would have cranberries on the plate with the main course, with the stuffing and the ham and the turkey.
So you're like me. I'm binary. Like you. But I'm not non-binary.
I will say this. Yes. I have had on the same plate the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows and the maple syrup, the caramel stuff.
It's too sweet.
I've had that on there and been fine with it.
See, I don't like that.
I can't do the cranberries.
I don't like the sweet potato on there because it's
really?
Too sweet. I want to eat the... Because if it all meshes together and you get a little bit of the turkey and the gravy and the potatoes and the stuffing and your peas in one bite... Yeah. That's like manna from heaven. And then you get this bit of sweet gunk in there. It doesn't mesh.
I can see that.
Okay.
But for some reason, the sweet potatoes don't bother me.
I just don't get it.
I can't do the cranberries. I guess they're too sour.
Well, that's true.
That ruins your whole palate.
It does. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a palate purist.
I knew that.
I'm binary. I'm not non-binary. What a wasted discussion this was.
What an argument. That's something to really, you know, to discuss at home.
This is and you know what? You can have this kind of debate at a Thanksgiving table and nobody's going to get offended.
True.
That's the sad part of America today is you got to be so concerned about what kind of things you can discuss and debate without offending anybody.
Right.
So have this debate. There you go, folks. Yep. If you're worried about what to debate at your Christmas or Thanksgiving table, I just gave you something that you could debate and not be afraid of offending anybody. Theoretically. We'll be back next Sunday immediately following the Chiefs postgame show. We want you to come join us. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.